This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. So happy to have you with us today. I'm also just thrilled to have Dr. Jim LaValle back. He's one of our very favorite guests because of his encyclopedic knowledge of all the things that we need to know about staying healthy, and he balances it so nicely with his knowledge of all the things in the conventional medical world so that you don't have to decide, oh, should I do this or this? He can integrate that for us and give us the proper course of action from a quite a wide base of knowledge. And we aren't going to do justice to his CV because it's only an hour show. He's an educator. He's a clinician. He's an industry consultant, a licensed pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist. He's a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He's an adjunct associate professor in the College of Pharmacy at the University of Cincinnati. He's written 14 books. He's a media personality. We are just one of hundreds of radio and TV shows that he has done. If you want to learn more about him, I suggest you go to livinglonger.com, and you'll find a link there to his bio, and then you can get the whole deal. But we have so much to talk about. I'd really like to get right after it and just welcome Dr. Jim LaValle.
Hello, Marty. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm just so happy to have you with us this morning. And I have a number of things I want to go over. Maybe toward the end of the show we can talk about the Food and Drug Administration and their adverse event reporting, and I'd like to talk about the JAMA study on B vitamins. But first, I've just recently become so fascinated with broccoli and all of the things that it's associated with. I did a PubMed search, came up with 386 studies, but what was fascinating was there's been like an explosion of them recently. I kept going down and down trying to find the ones that weren't in 2008. Somebody lit a fire under this subject, and it's just everywhere. I know you know a lot about it, and I thought maybe you could kind of help us understand what's in broccoli that's so effective, and how can it have such a wide range of effectiveness, all those things about what we should do with that information. Is there anybody that should be forewarned? All those kinds of things. We're going to take our first little mini break here, and when we come back, is it okay with you if we dig into that topic?
Sure. Be great.
All right. Terrific. And you just tuned in a moment late. We're talking with Dr. Jim LaValle, pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, naturopath, author, educator, above all of those, he is an educator. So we'll be right back with all of that, and hopefully maybe even some time for your calls. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Please stay tuned. Got some exciting stuff to go over today. Don't go away. Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, it's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores nationwide, or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, get it today.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins, the producer of the Healthy by Nature show with Marty Whittakin. Sponsors like Real Food Grocery keep us on the air and provide you with tremendous products. Gail Pruitt from Real Food Grocery is here with me today. Gail, some of our listeners may not have a health food store in their neighborhood.
Well, never fear. Real Food Grocery is here.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. We carry all the products that are advertised on Marty's show. We will even tell stores how to carry them. We have great products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus and all products from the Essential Formulas. The best colostrum products from Percoba. Macnut oil is healthful and delicious. And some products from Kyolic, Jarro, FlexNow, and Nordic Naturals, too.
Thank you, Gail. Folks can see all the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536 or at realfoodgrocery.com.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Our guest today, we're very happy to say, is Dr. James LaValle. He's a pharmacist. He's a board-certified clinical nutritionist, a naturopathic doctor, a professor, an author, educator. He was last on the show, if you want to go back and catch one of his earlier appearances, on September 6th. And it's always a delight, and we're going to be talking today about the subject of broccoli. What's the magic in broccoli? Mom always told us to eat our broccoli, but we just didn't necessarily think she knew what she was talking about. It appears maybe she did. And Dr. LaValle, the wide range of things that are being researched with positive results is a little shocking, and if we were not talking about a food, the term snake oil would come up because people would say, well, nothing has all those effects, because I think they're coming from a drug mentality where you have one molecule to make one effect on the body, and when we're talking about natural things, it's different. I hope you can help us understand that a little bit better as we go along, but let's start with the lowering of cancer risk, and it's interesting the number of different ones that I pulled up studies on. Stomach cancer, which I wrote about actually in my book, because it works in two different ways to protect us from stomach cancer because of its effect on H. pylori, but lung cancer, prostate, bladder, pancreatic, oral cancer, skin cancer, breast cancer. It's probably a much longer list. I got tired of
Well, yeah, it is, because, you know, the thing is that what it's doing is it's working on common metabolic pathways that occur in cancer, and then it also has some uniqueness in that some of the cancers have unique pathways that have to be modified to try and inhibit it. So it's pretty interesting when you start to look at broccoli as an extract. Now, especially as an extract, obviously you can try to eat a lot of broccoli, but if you're looking at the cancer protective properties, and I'll tell you, it's interesting. There was a study that just came out of Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, that showed that when using the active constituent that's been studied in broccoli called sulforaphane, which is a chemical that's in broccoli, and they extract that, they found that what it does, one of the things it does, is it helps to reduce the signaling that occurs when you get under chronic stress and your body releases adrenaline and then something called noradrenaline, or other people might know it as an epinephrine and norepinephrine. It inhibits the effect of those two stress compounds on cancer cells. And now that sounds kind of weird, but what they're finding out in the cutting edge of cancer research is that stress response and then the release of adrenaline actually binds to a cancer cell and tells it to grow. And that's why when we hear about stress being an important piece of this puzzle, now we're understanding why, because at the very border of that cancer cell lies receptors for stress hormones and stress compounds, and it hits those cancer cells and it lights them up, tells them, you got to grow. It is time to grow. And that's what's very, to me, that just came out about a week ago. And that is another exciting piece to this puzzle that a lot of folks, I don't think, realize is such an important part to good cancer defense.
That's just astounding. I had not heard that information. And we could spend the rest of the hour talking about, well, does then the way we treat cancer patients make sense in light of that fact that the first thing we do is scare the heck out of them and put them in stressful circumstances? But let's go back then to the... Oh, boy.
Marty, you're stirring it up.
let's go back to the signaling idea, because another one of the research studies was talking about the affecting the signaling where there are tumor initiators for pancreatic cancer. So it may be that they may have been just looking at one type of cancer, but it may be a similar kind of process, do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt. That was a pancreatic duct cancer cell line that was studied. But there's no doubt that, in general, we know that cancer cells are stimulated by stress hormones. That's across the board. Dr. Kurt Zenker pioneered that work in West Germany at a university that specializes in the study of cancer, immunology, and oncology, and he published a whole book called Tumor Cell Progression Under Chronic Stress, I think. I know it was Tumor Cell Progression Under Endocrine Disruption. And Zenker, just absolutely laid out all the research that showed that, in general, this is a common characteristic of cancer cells, that stress does trigger them. And so when we find that, when they studied sulforaphane, that this is one of the mechanisms, not the only one, but one of the mechanisms, for me, that's really exciting, because it makes a lot of sense as to why it's effective.
Well, and another mechanism for cancer that I saw in one of the studies was the apoptosis, that part of the natural plan that when a cell is defective and it's not going to do its job, it is programmed to just obliterate itself and commit cell suicide.
Right.
And in cancer cells, they kind of forget about that part. They say, "Oh, I think we'll just keep on doing this."
Yeah, they become immortal. Exactly. And actually, they've shown that in breast, prostate, ovarian, lung, and brain cancers, that sulforaphane can trigger what's called the P53 suicide knockout gene. It's the gene that triggers that cell suicide, or the thought that the cancer cell goes, "Oh, wait a second, I am mortal. I do have to die." So there's multiple mechanisms by which broccoli extracts exert their effect on people. And I think it's important for people to realize that the most powerful thing about broccoli and broccoli extract, because I'm in favor of people eating a lot more vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, fresh vegetables and fruit, in addition to, maybe you need to use a high-potency broccoli extract like a sulforaphane extract, because the big trick to this is why not protect your body before this gets started? We obviously use sulforaphane as an adjunct when we're working with, supportive therapies for people that are going through cancer treatments, because we really think sulforaphane is a terrific compound. But it would be great if more people knew about it, took it on a daily basis, so that they would really get the benefits, all the benefits of sulforaphane, not just the cancer protective benefits, but the detox benefits, the antioxidant effects, the cell protective effects. There's so many things that I think, and you're right, there's a plethora of research led by, really, Johns Hopkins is who led this charge.
And we'll try and cover as many of these areas as we can, and probably, as you point out, there's some metabolic effects on real basic cellular level that are causing all of this wide range of benefits. And, of course, we do want people to eat more fruits and vegetables, because that's the other thing that I see tons of research on, is that, oh, if you eat more fruits and vegetables, you are less likely to have blank, and you can fill in almost any disease condition that you want. How about anti-diabetic effects? I saw something about protecting women from diabetes and repairing damage from heart disease and vascular damage related to diabetics. What's going on there with the whole blood sugar area?
Well, one of the biggest things that the broccoli extracts do is it inhibits inflammatory compounds in your body. And what it does is it inhibits it right at the beginning where your genes start to turn on the inflammatory process. And so it inhibits something called NF-kappa-B expression, which is just a switch, basically, that turns on and tells your body it's time to make all these inflammatory compounds. Now, here's the thing about inflammatory compounds. Sounds like a big bucket. But to really just summarize it, you make these principal inflammatory compounds like tumor necrosis factor alpha, called TNF-alpha. Well, TNF-alpha turns off your insulin receptors. And when you turn your insulin receptors off, you're going to have more problems with being able to regulate your blood sugar. So the more I can dampen my inflammatory response, the more I can tell my body stop making so much of that TNF-alpha, which also happens to be a progenitor or a beginning phase for developing cancer, the more I can turn that off, the more my insulin receptors stay awake. Now, here's the trick to all this. You know, we're seeing that it works in diabetes and that there's some effect in cancer. Well, it makes sense because there's a link, a direct link, to the development of cancer from being diabetic. So working on both chemistries is going to help both.
Well, and we'll tie that up with what effect that may have on heart disease also.
Absolutely.
When we come back from these important words from our sponsors. And one of our sponsors, I told them we'd be talking about this today, about broccoli, and they have arranged a terrific deal on their product, Jarro Brocco Mats. So we'll give the details when we come back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Did your mother tell you to eat your broccoli? Well, scientific studies prove that she can now say, I told you so. Broccoli contains an exciting phytonutrient, sulforaphane. Toxins are a major factor in most degenerative diseases, from heart disease and diabetes to cancer. The body tries to detoxify, but too often the process gets stuck. Sulforaphane helps complete the process. Sulforaphane also protects our cells as a powerful antioxidant, neutralizing dangerous free radicals. That even protects our DNA, so that cells replace themselves properly. But no one wants to eat broccoli. Three meals a day. The answer is BroccoMax from Jarro Formulas. Each capsule contains 30 milligrams of sulforaphane glucosinolate, concentrated to at least 20 times more than is found in the mature broccoli plant. For a limited time, buy one 60-capsule bottle of Jarro BroccoMax and get the second one free. To take advantage of this great offer, go to BroccoMax.com, BroccoMax.com, or call toll-free 1-800-768-1008 today. That's 800-768-1008.
Macnut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Macnut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Macnut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal and stir fry. Macnut also makes a great salad dressing. Use Macnut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only Macnut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for Macnut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Hi there, Andy Hopkins here, producer of the Healthy by Nature show. I'm with Gail, president of our valued sponsor, Real Food Grocery. Gail, there is a supplement that you told me about that every guy over 30 years old should be taking. What is that?
It's Sol Palmetto by Jarro Formulas, Andy. Recent studies show that Sol Palmetto inhibits the process that leads to enlarged prostate. Most people have seen commercials for a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that deal with this enlarged prostate. Sol Palmetto has been shown to be at least as effective as those drugs, and it is natural. I'd like to tell our female listeners, if you are disturbed by your husband's middle-of-the-night trips to the bathroom, you may want to order Jarro's formula Sol Palmetto. It's a little helpful present for your man.
Thanks, Gail. Folks can see all of the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Toll-free 877-673-2536.
once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
And Marty Whittakin is pretty excited today about the magical ingredients in broccoli. And as we've discussed, probably cannot physically eat enough broccoli to maximize the benefits of the extracts, because we have to eat other foods, and we're just, you know, it's kind of hard to find a drive-up window that serves broccoli and all that. We'll get a little bit more into the food sources and so on as we go along. But we're speaking with Dr. Jim LaValle. He's a pharmacist, author of 14 books, learned books, I might add. He's an adjunct professor in the College of Pharmacy at the University of Cincinnati. He's above all an educator, but also a clinician, a consultant, a pharmacist, a nutritionist, naturopath. And he doesn't look 80, which he would have to be to have done all that. But he's a quick study, apparently. Dr. LaValle, we were talking about the anti-inflammatory benefits that affect how, and that was a neat concept, and I'm going to go over it again just because it'll help me remember it, and I think maybe some of our listeners would like to hear it again too, that by reducing the inflammation and reducing that TNF-alpha, then the receptors for insulin pay more attention, so the blood sugar manages better. We know that high insulin levels are associated with heart disease. So here we are into another area that the inflammation in the arteries and the high insulin is a recipe that is, even I know this, for heart disease. Kind of wrap that up for us in a nice package.
Well, sure. Well, yeah, I mean, as insulin goes up, you are going to promote more inflammatory compounds. Once again, it's a catch-22. If you eat a lot of sugar and you start releasing a lot of cortisol because your blood sugars are going up and down irregularly, you start to release these inflammatory compounds. And the big thing that happens is that the endothelium, or the tissue inside the capillaries and the arteries, the vasculature network, starts to get inflamed. They can become constricted, so your heart has to pump harder in order to get blood through there. And basically, it sets up more oxidative stress, more stickiness to the blood, and more of a potential for a cardiac event where you've got higher fibrinogen, your blood's getting sticky, the endothelial lining's getting damaged, and it initiates the process of plaquing. So it's very important on a day-to-day basis to manage that inflammatory signal. Now, here's the thing. I really love compounds that have multiple effects on your chemistry. So what's neat about broccoli extracts is that, yes, it has a chemoprotective effect. And I think anybody would tell you that. Any government scientist would say, you know what, if this research is good enough for Johns Hopkins, it's good enough for us. And there's a lot of other reputable facilities as well that are doing this research. But the thing that's interesting is just what you're mentioning, Marty. It's got this effect with heart disease and helping to reduce plaque formation because, once again, it lowers central inflammation in your body. It has that effect with diabetes for the same reason, and that means you're going to damage your arteries less, you're going to damage your microcapillaries less, so that means less risk for losing your eyesight if you're diabetic, less risk for peripheral vascular damage, so neuropathies, amputation, and you know what? Because it has a lot of antioxidant value as well, you're also going to help protect the kidneys, which is another area for heart disease and diabetes. And I don't know about you, but there's dialysis clinics popping up everywhere around me because people get into their 60s and 70s now, and this chronic inflammation has damaged their kidneys repeatedly. And I still want to go back to that link. Remember, when you fire that insulin up, what's happening is you're changing the way your cells need to get their energy, and they start to soak up sugar. And when they're soaking up sugar from, to burn for fuel instead of oxygen, that's when you turn on the cancer cell activity within cells. And it literally changes the gene transcription of the cells, and it promotes tumor growth. So you see, what's happening is broccoli shutting this down early on, by knocking out that gene switch that turns on inflammation, and then from there it's like the dam breaks loose and you got all these inflammatory reactions going on in your body.
You know, it strikes me that broccoli is kind of the mirror, I guess the evil twin of broccoli is smoking. You smoke, right. And all of those things that we've been talking about go the wrong direction. So
right.
The opposite thing from smoking is broccoli, because it has the right effect on all of these pathways. Help me and our listeners understand the relationship between oxidants, antioxidants, and inflammation, anti-inflammation, things that are pro-oxidants, the toxins and rancid fats and so on are inflammatory and they are oxidants. Are those always hand-in-hand, or are there some things that are inflammatory that are not also antioxidants?
Well, you could have other toxins. Like, for example, if you are making a lot of insulin and you start sticking sugars onto your proteins, you know, you can have a process called glycation going on in your body. And glycation is literally, in some estimates, 1,000 to 2,000 times more damaging to your tissues than what oxidative stress is. And oxidative stress, or the oxidants, is damaging enough. What I always tell people is you can think of having a lot of oxidative stress in your body is like having the bumper is rusting on your car way too fast. You know, and you can have that happen as a normal part of your metabolism, meaning that if my thyroid's just a little sluggish, I have more oxidative stress. If my thyroid hormones are a little too fast, I can make more oxidative stress. So there's this sweet spot of chemistry that our body needs to be in where it makes oxidants as a byproduct of metabolism. And then so our body needs, we're programmed to work on fresh vegetables and fruits. We need these nutrients in order to make our body go through that. Now, add toxic metals, pesticides, trans fats, all sorts of other chemicals, fluorides, chlorides, all kinds of things that disrupt our chemistry, and we are at heightened oxidative damage. And every chronic illness is associated with heightened oxidative or rate of rusting damage to your body.
Which is why we are always preaching antioxidants, and we need not just one antioxidant. We need them to work in teams that fill different roles in the process. We need them to protect fat-soluble things and water-soluble elements in the body. So it's a whole complex, and we can't just say, oh, well, I take vitamin C, I'm covered.
Well, you know what's even it's really neat about, I hate to be harsh about how cool broccoli extract is.
But go for it.
I wrote a book on this that's going to be coming out, and the secret life of broccoli, more or less, right? And the thing about this is that when you take vitamin C or beta carotene or vitamin E, and I'm a believer, you got to take all the antioxidants because those are all essential nutrients your body needs. It's kind of one molecule for one prooxidant, meaning that once I use that C up, it's gone. When I take sulforaphane, they've shown this in studies, it basically upregulates or it improves all of your enzyme reactions that relate to antioxidant activity for as much as 72 hours with one dose. You see, so the difference is when you're eating, when you're getting it from sulforaphane, which is this concentrated extract from broccoli, your body gets turned on. It's like turbocharged, basically, to be a reset, to be able to detoxify through the antioxidant network that your body makes. And so it's a really powerful compound when you think about that, up to 72 hours, one dose.
I will talk some more about that and more about detoxification and why it might heal the brain and the antimicrobial aspects. What does it do against bacteria? And I have some questions of my own, and we have the guy. He literally wrote the book. We'll be right back with Dr. Jim LaValle. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We'll also go over that offer again. Stay tuned.
Your
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536.
These days, who isn't looking for a nutritional bargain? Luckily, there's one that has dozens of dramatic health benefits of its own and also helps you get the most out of other nutrients in your food and supplements. This supplement reduces toxicity levels and markedly increases your important disease-fighting white blood cells. And listen to this. It boosts antioxidants by over 40%. Even more amazing, it improves absorption of crucial vitamin C 2,000% in the first hour. This natural wonder is aloe vera, but not just any brand. Only Lily of the Desert products have been clinically tested and are proven to offer these amazing benefits. Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb. AloSorb is a delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe get into your body at their maximum level. It's no accident that Lily of the Desert products are number one in natural food stores. Lily of the Desert retains and enhances the quality that nature created.
With prescription drugs, you can expect side effects. By contrast, natural remedies people often experience fringe benefits. For example, they take colostrum to improve immune function and their allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. In the same way that nature's colostrum helps infants build their digestion, nervous systems, and organs, when supplemented to adults, it helps improve their health and vitality in many different ways. Because Percoba colostrum also improves mineral absorption and greatly boosts the body's detoxifying enzymes, it should be a part of your program every day, not just when you're ill. Why Percoba? Because Percoba is 1.5 times more potent than the next brand and retains its natural balance. In fact, Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. Percoba is also backed by the most research. You or your favorite store can buy Percoba by visiting Percoba.com, that's P-E-R-C-O-B-A.com, or call toll-free 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we're picking the brain of, what a brain to pick, James LaValle. He's a pharmacist, a doctor of naturopathic medicine, a certified clinical nutritionist, author, professor, educator, wrote 14 books, all of those kinds of good things. We can believe what he is telling us. And before we get back into it, I wanted to say about the supplements. There are a number of companies that have broccoli concentrate supplements, probably some other good ones out there. The one I know about is Jarl Formulas, our sponsor. I know they have the one that does it right. And because they're our sponsor, and I knew I was going to be talking about broccoli today, I asked them to come up with a special, and they've got a fantastic one. You can only, the stores don't have this because it kind of came up too quickly, but you can buy one of their 60 capsule bottles of BroccoMax, get the second one free, and you can do that by going to BroccoMax.com, B-R-O-C-C-O, just like in broccoli, Max.com. Or call 800-768-1008, 800-768-1008. And Dr. LaValle, I want to get, as we said, we would get back to detoxification because people are always interested in that. But I wanted to go back to something you were saying about the kind of the glycation where you stick sugar onto the protein molecules in your blood. Would you tell people what the measure for that glycation is so that when they look at their blood tests, They will understand whether anybody's checking whether their insulin has been out of whack over a long period of time. They know their fasting blood sugar, but
sure.
They don't know that number.
Yeah, that's called a hemoglobin A1C. So you'd ask for a hemoglobin A1C. So it's like a HgA1C. And it's great measure. And the other thing I encourage people to do when they go is, get a 2-hour post-glucose test. I mean, it's important because if you don't realize that if your blood sugar is at 90, you are already damaging your peripheral vascular tissue and your kidneys. That was shown in a Kaiser Permanente study. So that's why people need to be thinking about doing things preventatively and using nutrients like broccoli extract, such as sulforaphane, because you need that protection. You need to reduce that progression early on. Don't wait till your blood sugar is 120 and go, hey, I think I'm going to try dietary supplements. The evidence is in now. It's clear when you have a glucose fasting of 90 or more, you are going to begin the damaging process to the kidneys and your vascular tissue that we had just talked about, that endothelial lining. The other one is every 1 point above a fasting glucose of 84 increases your risk of becoming diabetic by 6%. So if you're sitting there with an 89 or 90 glucose, you need to change lifestyle, get the exercise rolling, get the diet changed, and then get on some extracts that are going to be protective for you. I love broccoli extracts. Use them a lot. I love, in this case, I also love aged garlic extracts. They're both things that I use together all the time.
Yeah, and wash it down with some of our Lily of the Desert aloe, and boy, you are set. That's important advice because I think most people think, oh, heck, my sugar's at 90, I'm good. They don't realize this difference and that it is a progression. So you've done a great service today by mentioning that. Now, on to the detoxification. Detoxification isn't like an on-off switch. You're toxic or you're not toxic, and you make one step. It's more than one step, and explain to our listeners how it happens that you can get partway through detoxification and be actually in worse shape than you were before you start to detoxify.
Sure. Yeah. Well, basically, your body has to go through two phases of detoxification. We'll just say, step one, step two, or it's called phase one and phase two. Well, if your body can't go through phase two, what happens is when you first try to get rid of something, say it's a pesticide, it's, pesticide X. Well, X hits your liver, and it has to be changed into something in order to make it more water-soluble so you can get it out of your body, so you can excrete it in your urine or excrete it in your feces. Got to get it out of there. The problem is that if all it does is go to the intermediate step, it makes it through phase one, but the second step can't keep transforming. It can't do the chemical reactions that it needs to in order to change that compound into a water-soluble compound. That intermediate compound that gets built, like the post-phase one compound X, builds up in your body. And that, it's interesting. That's how they think that sulforaphane and broccoli works in breast cancer, for example, is that it helps to get rid of the chemicals that are known to incite breast cancer. And it's one of the real mechanisms that they think that broccoli works on and sulforaphane works on, is that it's improving your body's ability to package up those toxins when they get halfway through the process so that you can get them out of your body. And that's really thought of as the big contributor to why cancer start, is those toxins that can't get out. They have massive damaging effects on your chemistry.
That's just wonderful to know that we were given the tools. We just have to be educated by people like you to use those tools and realize that, no, I'm sorry, French fry just won't serve the same purpose. You have to actually eat a lot of broccoli. And while we're at that point, let me just ask you about eating broccoli. Do you know what the conversion, you probably do everything, the conversion of a normal-sized serving of broccoli compared to a concentrated capsule that comes from broccoli seeds, that extract, how many servings of broccoli would you have to eat in order to equal a supplement size?
It becomes very difficult to do that because, see, the difference is when you look at the antioxidant effect of the seeds. So if you're getting sulforaphane from seeds, how quickly it works on your body and how potent it is, you can't equate. So like if you eat broccoli, yes, it's good. There's no doubt that it's going to benefit you. But the difference is that if you're eating regular broccoli, it you'd have to eat pounds of it. I mean, it would be the equivalent of eating, you know, several pounds a day. And that's assuming that when you eat it, your body is able to convert the what's called glucosinolate into sulforaphane. So your body has to take the chemicals that are in the broccoli and then convert them into sulforaphane.
Well, and you first have to actually digest it, and we do lots of shows on this program about how compromised our digestion is. So.
Well, and you know what, Marty? Here's the big thing, and I know you harp about this, and it's important, probably the biggest thing people could do. If you don't have good gut flora, you can't make this enzyme called myrosinase. And myrosinase is what converts the sulforaphane glucosinolates into isothionates, into sulforaphane. So you got to have good bacteria flora. So if you're eating broccoli and you're thinking you're getting the benefits from the cruciferous vegetables, but you don't have the good flora in the gut, it's not happening. That's why I really think it's good for people. Take a broccoli extract, you know, take the sulforaphane extract. In addition to that, think about eating more.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect point. We'll be right back with more of those. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whitkin. Please don't move the dial.
Did your mother tell you to eat your broccoli? Well, scientific studies prove that she can now say, I told you so. Broccoli contains an exciting phytonutrient, sulforaphane. Toxins are a major factor in most degenerative diseases, from heart disease and diabetes to cancer. The body tries to detoxify, but too often the process gets stuck. Sulforaphane helps complete the process. Sulforaphane also protects our cells as a powerful antioxidant, neutralizing dangerous free radicals. That even protects our DNA, so that cells replace themselves properly. But no one wants to eat broccoli. Three meals a day. The answer is BroccoMax from Jarrow Formulas. Each capsule contains 30 milligrams of sulforaphane glucosinolate, concentrated to at least 20 times more than is found in the mature broccoli plant. For a limited time, buy one 60-capsule bottle of Jarrow BroccoMax and get the second one free. To take advantage of this great offer, go to BroccoMax.com, BroccoMax.com, or call toll-free 1-800-768-1008 today. That's 800-768-1008.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and great for the planet. From the oceans to our Arctic processing facilities to the store shelves, Nordic Naturals knows that natural doesn't only mean exceptional freshness, taste, and purity. It also means we work one-on-one with the researchers and a select group of fishermen to make sure that we harvest only those fish species that are flourishing from seas that are abundant. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that our products are environmentally friendly. Call 1-800-662-2544 to receive a sample of our delicious fish oils, or visit our website at nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins here with Real Food Groceries President Gail Pruitt. Gail, you're holding three very colorful foil bags. What do you got there?
They're the three Sprout Revolution products. Flax that is sprouted, then ground. Here's the original, one with blueberries and another with cranberries and goji.
Well, I know about flax. Why sprout it first?
Flax seeds are rich in omega-3 fats, fiber, and lignans. That helps the hormones balance naturally. Unfortunately, nature designs the seeds to resist digesting. So if you grind the seeds, they will spoil in a day. By sprouting the flax, you get great absorption of the nutrients, and the product is very stable.
Okay, but how's it taste?
Andy, I love all fruit varieties.
They are nutty, good on salads, cereals, or whatever.
Thanks, Gail. Learn more or order at realfoodgrocery.com. Listeners or their favorite store can order by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We are joined today by phone, James Laval. He's a pharmacist, a clinical nutritionist, industry consultant. He's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, a professor of pharmacy. He's written a great number of books and a new one that we haven't seen yet, and I will be very excited to get about broccoli, and you will have to come back when we have that, because I'll probably come up with another 100 questions.
There's a lot of questions on broccoli. I'll tell you, I think people get tired of hearing it, but it's like the benefits of the extracts are so incredible. It's, you know.
Well, I mean, I already hear the clock ticking, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, there's so much more we could cover today. But we'll just trudge ahead here and see how much we can do. I mentioned something about healing the brain. Maybe we could do that one real quickly, and then I'd like to talk about the antimicrobial effects.
Sure. Well, healing the brain, for one, is, once again, because it has antioxidant effects. They've even shown studies on a Parkinson's model that it helps to block the destruction to the dopaminergic receptors in the brain, so that the dopamine receptors in the brain in an area of the brain called the substantia nigra would not get destroyed. And that, of course, is a neurodegenerative process that happens. And by taking sulforaphane, what it does is it creates a protective effect on the heightened oxidative stress. Once again, we get back to that rate of rusting that's occurring in those dopamine receptors in the brain. And remember, your brain ages or rusts just like any other part of your body. And so when you dampen oxidative processes and you improve detoxification, you know, in the body, you're putting less of a metabolic load on the brain. You're not activating what's called the microglia of your brain. These are immune cells that trigger inflammatory signaling in your brain. Well, one of the biggest things that does that is pesticides and heavy metals. And so when you have, you know, when your body's not dealing with that, you're triggering these immune cells to get overexcited and end up releasing compounds that damage and accelerate the aging of your brain. As broccoli extract, sulforaphane has been shown to get rid of a lot of that, improve the detoxification processes on a wider range of compounds, including arsenic, which I think is very interesting. There were some studies that showed it helped protect against arsenic toxicity. You know, that's an obvious thing. It's going to help the brain by, you know, almost creating a protective blanket against the forces of aging, environmental load, enhanced oxidative stress. Insulin and glucose dysregulation ages the brain, as does elevated stress hormones ages the brain.
Yeah, and inflammation, you know, it kind of is all one big package. And folks that would like to know more about those overly excited microglia can listen to go on our archives and look for times that we've talked to Dr. Russell Blaylock. He has he goes into some depth on those things, and it's really good to know that the sulforaphane is something that is effective against that, because we certainly have a lot of attacks on our brains coming from many different areas. Now, when I say antimicrobial, what I first knew about was that sulforaphane is helpful against H. pylori, the bacteria that infests our stomach, and is effective even when it's kind of hidden in the mucous membranes, and it's hard to do that. Does it have an effect on any other kind of bacteria that we know about? And what about fungus? Does it have any antifungal effects?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, sulforaphane is a great manager of the unfriendly flora in the gut. And so you can think of it, once again, as, you know, we have to do these things and maintenance ourselves day in and day out on these issues. You know, our gut flora, unless we're managing it every day, and trying to make sure we're doing the right thing, it starts to go bad quick. And with H. pylori, anymore, there's so many people out there that are hypochlorhydric for a variety of reasons, whether they're taking H2 blockers or PPIs, or they have low thyroid function, and therefore they're not making enough hydrochloric acid. and I know your book goes through a lot of these things. So it's really important to understand that you've got to manage these bugs, because H. pylori doesn't play friendly. I mean, it's not so much getting GERD and having inflammation in the gut that's the problem, as much as it causes stomach cancers.
Don't want to go there. Don't want to go there.
Right. So, I mean, using sulforaphane to protect against H. pylori and other pathogens, I think, is an important thing for people to realize.
And Doug Kaufman always says that most things that are effective in improving our health have some antifungal properties. And his motto is FUPO, fungus until proven otherwise, as the cause of most things. So
yeah, well, and I would look at it as fungus is the result of other problems. You know, because fungus is in all of us. You know, we all have candida. We all have these bugs. But when our defenses go down due to stress or environmental load or anything else, it's one of the things that grow. And sometimes it grows to actually try and protect us, but it just has bad consequences when it's growing. So I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, we have an ecology going on in our body, and that you know, when you're looking at, you know, microflora, you want to manage the bad guys, keep them in their neighborhood, keep the good guys around, get the beneficial flora, all the beneficial probiotic flora that have a variety of effects in the body. Use sulforaphane to help promote that and help with that detoxification cycle.
Excellent. When we come back, I'd like you to address, are there any side effects? Anybody who shouldn't take a broccoli extract, for example, any reactions with medicines? Will this have the same kind of effect as an excess of broccoli and being a suppressor of thyroid function? Doesn't sound like it, but I'd like to address that in case it's on anybody's mind. So please stay tuned. We have those questions to cover with Dr. James Lavelle when we return. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittick, and I'll be right back. Hope you will.
These days, who isn't looking for a nutritional bargain? Luckily, there's one that has dozens of dramatic health benefits of its own and also helps you get the most out of other nutrients in your food and supplements. This supplement reduces toxicity levels and markedly increases your important disease-fighting white blood cells. And listen to this. It boosts antioxidants by over 40%. Even more amazing, it improves absorption of crucial vitamin C 2,000% in the first hour. This natural wonder is aloe vera, but not just any brand. Only Lily of the Desert products have been clinically tested and are proven to offer these amazing benefits. Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb. AloSorb is a delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe get into your body at their maximum level. It's no accident that Lily of the Desert products are number one in natural food stores. Lily of the Desert retains and enhances the quality that nature created.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora-balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores nationwide or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Remodel your gut today.
Macnut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Macnut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Macnut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal
and stir fry. MacNut also makes a great salad dressing. Use MacNut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only MacNut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for MacNut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
And that special again that our sponsor Jarl Formulas was kind enough to offer is buy one bottle of Jarl Broccomax, get the second one free. You go to broccomax.com, B-R-O-C-C-O-M-A-X.com, or call toll-free 800-768-1008, 800-768-1008. And we've been talking to Dr. Jim LaValle. If you'd like to know more about him or his institute or acquire any of his books, go to livinglonger.com. Certainly hope we had some doctors listening today because we covered a lot of really crucial basic territory in the process of explaining the exciting properties of broccoli extract, the sulforaphane. And I asked right before the break, Dr. LaValle, to maximize this last little segment here, I asked a bunch of questions. I want to add one more to it. Does any broccoli product work if somebody just crunches up broccoli and puts it in a capsule? Is that okay?
And that's not the same thing. Yeah, we'll start with that.
And then side effects, anybody who is contraindicated to take this, and what about the effect as a goitrogen on people with thyroid problems?
Okay, so first of all, it just isn't the same. It's like just taking any old ginkgo or any old plant sterol or any old garlic. It's the extractions need to be done correctly, and so you're looking for sulforaphane glucosinolate that's been extracted appropriately, so that's important. We did the research on this. Caudill seed was a huge and Conagra was a huge researcher in this area, and so it was incredible that it was a company that was committed to innovation in seed technology and that really created that. So first of all, you need to have great, raw material. It's got to be, sulforaphane. You can't just crush up broccoli. Two, are there any interactions to be concerned with? I've seen none in practice. I've used a ton of this over the last 2 years. There's nothing in the literature would say that sulforaphane is going to lower your thyroid function. And in fact, because of its ability to get rid of pesticides in your body, it's probably going to be protective to your thyroid because pesticides and heavy metals are all over the clinical literature now as environmental factors that affect thyroid function. So this is going to be protective to the thyroid. Are there any issues with blood thinning? Not with taking the small amount of sulforaphane. Remember, you're getting the extract. You're not eating, 20 pounds of broccoli. You're getting just the extract so that you're not getting that goitrogenic effect or the changes in blood thinning that people are concerned about.
Boy, you did a fabulous job of answering that whole handful of questions. And
You always push me, Marty. You're always pushing me.
Well, I know. You're an hour ahead of us, so I figure you're already ready to go for it today. So.
That's right. Oh, hey, by the way, my new website is LMI Health. That's LaValle Metabolic Institute, health.com. And people can get free sign-ups for getting free information.
Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body cellular...
week at this same time. For more.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If you're